Good morning. How are you guys? It's good to see all of you here. I am happy to see so many of you are healthy and able to join us today. And I have a story for you about a special man in the Bible. Let's hold off on this just a second. What is it that you're putting your hands in right now? Okay, all the people behind us can't see this, but I have a bowl of sand, and it's almost impossible not to touch it, isn't it? Why is that?
Because it just runs out.
No matter how you touch it, it just turns out to be the same. But our story isn't really so much about the sand as it is about a man named Abraham. Today, Pastor Greg's going to tell us a story about Abraham and a story that happened with him and his son. But first of all, I want to tell you about a little bit about Abraham. Has anybody heard of Abraham in the Bible? Yes, okay. Abraham was a special friend of God's. We have a baby in our congregation whose name is Abraham. His last name is Winrick. If you were here at Christmas time, he was the baby that was up there with his mom and dad in the manger on the Sabbath before Christmas. Yeah, that's Abraham. Anyway, Abraham was a special friend of God. And when Abraham was grown up but didn't have any children yet, God asked him to move far away to another country that God said he would show him. He asked him to move far, far away from home. He asked him to move almost 800 or 900 miles away from where he lived. Do you know how far 800 or 900 miles away is? It's not quite infinity, but it feels like it when you're sitting in the car. So if we got in a car and started driving right now, we would be 800 or 900 miles away by midnight. Do any of you guys stay up till midnight?
No.
No. Well, I bet your parents don't know about that very often. So anyway, they had to walk. So that's how far away they had to move, but they had to walk there. And of course, Abraham had never seen where he was moving. So he had to trust God, and God promised that he would be with Abraham. But Abraham was very worried because in his culture, it was important that you have children, and he didn't have any children. And God said, don't worry, where I'm sending you, you're going to have children. In fact, you're going to have so many children that it will be like the sand on the sea. So we just have a tiny bit of sand in a bowl here. And how many grains of sand do you think are in there?
Hundreds,
at least hundreds, thousands. And how much sand do you think is on the ocean? I think millions and an infinity, just like you said earlier. So God promised Abraham, yes, it's a lot. God promised Abraham that he would have that many children if he would follow God and honor him by moving away to the land God would show him. So Abraham had lots of stuff that didn't go right in his life and a lot of choices he made that weren't right, just like we do. But God promised, I will always be with you. And God promises us and you that he will always be with you no matter where he takes you in your life, if you will trust him and follow him. So when you hear Pastor Greg telling the story today about Abraham and the journey he went on, I want you to remember the sands of the sea and how God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Because now if you know anybody who is Jewish, or if you hear of the Hebrew nation or of the Jewish nation, those are all Abraham's children. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this story, and I hope that the sand will help you remember about Abraham and God's promise to him and how he kept his promise to Abraham and how he'll keep all of his promises to you too. Okay? Yes, it will. It will feel just like the beach. Yes, Ryan.
And at my school, we're learning about him.
You're learning about Abraham at your school? Yep. Wonderful. Well, I hope this sand helps you remember. Tyson.
We're learning about Abraham at our school.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, now maybe this sand will help you think of Abraham. Let's close our eyes and let's pray. And then after we pray, you guys are going to get the baskets and go and help Christian education by collecting money from people who want to give it toward that. Okay, let's close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this Sabbath day. Thank you for the way that you keep your promises to us, especially like you did for Abraham. And thank you that we know that you will keep your promises to us. And we ask that you will bless the money that these children collect, and we pray a blessing on them and their families as they learn and grow and know about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.